Now I'm going to address and explain the most common questions people have asked me over the years. Where does homeopathy come from? As I mentioned before, homeopathy was founded by Samuel Hahnemann in Germany 200 years ago. Although homeopathy is only 200 years old, its principles and fundamental concepts are much older, and they still hold true today. Homeopathy is an effective scientific system of natural medicine which is derived from the mineral, animal, and plant kingdom. People ask me, how can something that is non-material have an influence on my body, my mind, my emotions, or even more so, it is capable of being curative? We all experience every day that we are influenced by non-material agents and that we respond or even react to them. Just think, if someone insults you, the insult itself is non-material. It is just an impression, like an information received from your mind. But shortly after that, you may experience physical symptoms. Maybe your face turns red from anger, or your blood pressure spikes up, or the anger stays in your body and you have difficulty to sleep at night. And your mind goes back over and over again to that painful situation and tries to fix it. You might even lose your appetite. Many more possibilities or reactions can result. Before all your physical symptoms, there has been a non-material cause, which started the whole dis-ease. You're not at ease anymore. Now you are dealing with physical symptoms. Another example would be, imagine, you're driving your car and suddenly you have to step onto your brakes very hard because you almost have an accident. Nothing has happened. You did not get injured, but the shock, the almost disaster, the fear will create an adrenal rush and emotions will drill up and thoughts are running through your mind. After such an immaterial impact, you might end up having nightmares, or you have an aversion to driving your car again. Nothing has happened on a material level, but the shock, the fear, they are able to create physical symptoms. Have you ever experienced being nervous before a test in school? The evening before, you might experience symptoms like diarrhea, nervousness, irritation. You run to the bathroom. Your mind is constantly busy with the next day and you have problems to fall asleep at night. And you're just afraid to not be refreshed the next day before the test. Again, a non-material cause that will create physical symptoms. These are just some examples. I am sure you can find much more situations where a non-material cause created symptoms in your body. Our physical body, but also our mind and our emotions, they work in perfect harmony if we are healthy. In reality, they are not separated from each other. If one, the physical body, the mind, our emotions get out of ease, it will have an influence on the whole person. The non-material cause is influencing our system and the perfect and balanced environment changes into an altered, modified environment, showing the alteration by certain symptoms or even by disease.